You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? I've changed. I don't do things I used to do. I don't say things I used to say. I don't watch the stuff I used to watch. I don't go to places I used to go. I don't drink the drinks I used to drink. I don't use the words I used to use. I don't gossip about people the way I used to gossip. I don't get mad the way I used to get mad. I don't think the way I used to think. Welcome to the On Assignment by God daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong TBA on the last name. Welcome to the podcast, you guys. I wanted to start off today's podcast by telling you guys how much I've changed. I ain't the person that I used to be. And I know I said I ain't. But you know, some people will hear it and it'll really resonate with them. So let me say it in a different way so that it can resonate with an even bigger audience. I'm not the person that I used to be. I've changed. As I was reading Ephesians chapter 4 for the scriptural Bible study this morning, I read several verses that really, really helped me to see that when God changes you, you just can't be the way you used to be. And I'm so thankful to God that I'm not who I used to be. I'm so thankful that I seek to please Him with my life every single day. Now, do I always get it right? Nope, I don't. But my thinking is different. It's not a perfectionist way of thinking. I don't get angry at myself or anyone else for that matter. You know, verses 26 through 31 in Ephesians chapter 4 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't give the devil an opportunity, y'all, through lying, thieving, using foul language. Don't give the devil an open door to your life through those things. We got to let all the bitterness, anger, and wrath, shouting, and slander be removed from our lives, along with the desire to do evil things. Because, yeah, I can't even sit here in front of this microphone and pretend like I've never had thoughts of doing evil things, especially when somebody mess with you. Like, I've had some evil thoughts. I've had some thoughts of doing some evil things. But I thank God that I am a changed person. You know, as I was reading, I always like to go and look back in the Message translation or just a different translation from what I'm reading in my Bible. The Tony Evans Study Bible is the Christian Standard Bible translation. But I always like to pull my phone out, go to the Bible app, and look at whatever I'm reading in a different translation. And so I want to share with you the verses that stood out to me, but what I want to do is share them in two different translations. So here we go. Check it out. This is Ephesians 4, verses 21 through 24, the NIRV translation. You heard about Christ and were taught about life in Him. What you learned was the truth about Jesus. You were taught not to live the way you used to. You must get rid of your old way of life. That's because it has been made impure by the desire for things that lead you astray. You were taught to be made new in your thinking. You were taught to start living a new life. It is created to be truly good and holy, just as God is. That's the NIRV version. Check out the Gangsta Message version. I don't know why I call the Message version gangsta, but I do because it just feels kind of gangsta to me. And maybe you have a different word for it. Maybe you're not a gangsta type. So you might have a different word for it. But this is Ephesians 4:20-24, the Message translation. But that's no life for you. You learn Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, been well instructed in the truth precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance. Everything, and I do mean everything, connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten to the core. Okay, it didn't say that. It says it's rotten through and through. That actually means to the core. Get rid of it and then take on an entirely new way of life. A God-fashioned life. A life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. Whew. Y'all, I love that Message translation. Message translation just brought it straight. No chaser. Okay. Message translation say, get rid of that old life. It's got to go. It's rotten through and through. That old life is rotten. God wants to do a new thing. And as you accept him as your personal savior and make him Lord of your life, he'll renew you from the inside. And it says, working itself into your conduct as God accurately, accurately reproduces his character in you. Do you want God to reproduce his character in you? Well, you got to surrender and you got to let him be Lord of your life. So like I said, we can't let the sun go down on anger. We can't give the devil an opportunity through lying. If you lying, you opening the door to the devil. If you thieving, you opening the door to the devil. If you cussing, if you know you be cussing, if you think you sound better because you cuss, let me just be the bearer of good news. You don't. Cursing does not make you any harder than you are. You ain't that hard. Let me just say this. I used to cuss and I used to think, and I say cuss, but I know some people say curse, but y'all come on, just flow with me. Don't be, you know, judgy today. But you used to be cursing. You used to think like you was something because you cursed and you said it with force. You really don't have any authority when you use foul language. All you're doing is opening the door to the devil. That's all you're doing when you cursing. Like you ain't hard. Like you not. I'm just letting you know you are not hard. What make you hard is your authority in God. That's what make you hard. That's what make demons tremble. Okay. That's your cussing and using foul language. You ain't, it don't make you nobody. Okay. The devil fooling you, making you think that that make you tough. It doesn't. It actually makes you weak because you still, your foul language ain't got nothing on my authority in Jesus name. Oh, okay. I hope I help somebody because y'all out here just cussing. And I say, y'all, I used to be the same way. I hear cussing all hard. You, what, you know, you saying all that, think you doing something. And you point your finger and being loud and angry and bitter and all that stuff. All of that is just opening the door to the devil. You just giving him an opportunity to come in to your life and for him to rule your life. Don't do it. Okay, just don't do it. The Bible says, be angry and do not sin. Okay, but y'all, check this out. That wasn't the only thing I got out of Ephesians 4. Paul is continuing his letter to the church and he's telling them how to be unified because Ephesians is really talking about the church. The church. I know it's like it's so good how it's really talking about the church, but then it talks about us individually, because as we say in my church, we are the church. We are the church, not the building. The people are the church. So Paul is telling them how to be unified and telling them how each of them should work and serve in the church. And it got me to thinking about me and you. Yeah, I know. Me and you. Yeah, us. See, I have always felt led to serve in the church. I don't know about you, but I've always felt led to serve in the church. It was something I saw my mom, my family doing. My mom and they saw their family members doing it. And I'm just thankful, first of all, that I was brought up that way. But, you know, you can be brought up in a way, but really it's not in your heart to do it. You're just doing it because, you know, your folks said do it. So you're just doing it because of that. So I'm even more thankful that I have a heart for service. Like, I want to do it. Like, I'm not just doing it because my parents put that in me to do. I'm doing it because I really, really enjoy doing it. I'm thankful that I have that upbringing, but I'm even more thankful that I have a heart for service. Like, I literally love serving people. I want to do it. I enjoy making people laugh. Y'all know that from listening to the podcast. I enjoy making people smile. When they see me, I smile, they smiling, we laughing, being goofy and crazy or whatever. But I learned through my Bible study this morning that God saved all of us, and he didn't just save all of us, he equipped all of us to work and serve in ministry. Did you know that? That means he equipped your butt to work in ministry too. Yeah. We are all responsible for building up the body of Christ. So we should not be looking to another person to take the lead on that life group or that group, you know, that you know you should start this Bible study group, or you know you should do a book club, or you know that you should do whatever it is God telling you to do. But you like, I'm gonna let somebody else do that. I'm not gonna, I ain't fooling with that, because you know I don't be fooling with them people. You know how people be acting. I don't really be fooling with, you know how we get to going and God calling us to do something, we talking about, I'm just going to church and going home. You know that's not right. You know that, right? You're not supposed to just go to church and then go home. You're not supposed to. You leeching. You just a leech if you just going to church for your own personal benefit and you not doing nothing to build the body of Christ. Dr. Tony Evans said, our relationship to the corporate body, the church, is crucial to our own spiritual development and the development of the church. Could it be, think about this, could it be that things in your life aren't quite there yet because you are just attending church? You might be saying to yourself, man, why things not connecting in my life? Why I'm still feeling stuck? And like, I've been feeling stuck all these years in this certain place in my life. I feel like I can't move, like I'm in cement. My life just not going nowhere. It may mean that you're missing a piece of the puzzle. Like I said, God didn't just save us to attend church. We ain't just supposed to be church members. We are members of the body of Christ, which means we all have parts. You know, like your body, your arm got a assignment, your legs got assignments, your brain got assignments, your neck got assignment, you know, and it's not to be rolling it at nobody. He saved us and equipped us to serve. And if you and I don't do that, we are not doing what God calls us to do. We're not doing what God called us to do if we're not serving his people. The very first verse of Ephesians 4 says, therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, urge you to live worthy of the calling you have received. That's what Paul was, a prisoner for the Lord. He was a prisoner for the Lord. So he was, you know, that Paul was serving God. So if they was going to put him in prison for serving God, Paul was like, hey, I, the prisoner in the Lord. Okay. Paul was like, I'm a prisoner, but I'm in the Lord. So Paul says, I urge you to live worthy of the calling you have received. This means as believers in Christ, our lives should reflect our new status. Y'all know if, let me tell you something. If I get a new status, aka single to engaged to marriage, I'm going to be letting everybody know, right? It's going to show all over my face. You know how people say when you get pregnant, you got to glow. You know, when you happy, it shows. Your life reflects your new status. So as believers in Christ, our lives every day should reflect our new status. God has called all of us into ministry. The question is, do you know what God has called you to do specifically? I'm gonna tell you this. Here's a clue. Most likely, it's the thing you keep running from. Yeah, I know. You probably like, oh, I'm finna turn this podcast off. Don't turn it off yet. I'm almost done anyway. Stop running from your calling. Why? Because somebody needs you. And God has called you to serve their need. You still there? I thought you said you was going to turn the podcast off because you got mad at me because I said stop running from your collar. You like, I don't want to listen to her no more. I used to like her, and now she done came past my street and blew the horn and made me feel some kind of way. Yes, I hope I did. I hope I've pricked your spirit, your heart a little bit to stop running from your calling. Look, somebody waiting on you to do what God has called you to do. I remember back when I was writing my very first book and somebody told me that. They were like, somebody waiting on you to finish that book. And I was like, what? Because, you know, it had been taking me forever. Like, God told me to write the book. It took me forever. When I say forever, I'm talking about years and years and years. It didn't take me years and years and years to write the book. It took me years and years and years to get serious about writing the book. I don't know who that's for. Like, you know God has told you to do something. Write a book. Start a business. Start a group. Minister to people. You know, whatever it is he's told you to do, and you just been running from that thing. Listen, stop running. Stop running because people are waiting on you. Now, how many people are you missing out on serving because you over here taking all day? You know what I'm saying? What if the very people who are meant to serve you took all day? What if you are standing in line? Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What if you are standing in line waiting on something and the people who are meant to serve you decided, I don't think I can do it. I don't know what all I need to do to serve them. And you standing in line like, would y'all open up? Would y'all come on and open the building? Would y'all come on and serve us? Would y'all come on and whatever it is? Would y'all come on and do whatever? Just think about it. Think about all the ways you are served in your daily life. What if all those people decided to stay in the bed? What if all those people decided to stay in the bed? The person that unlocks the building that you got to go to stayed in the bed. The person that hands you your coffee stayed in the bed. Building didn't even get open. Business didn't even get open. What if everybody that serves you, you got to think about how you're being served, because some of y'all are probably like, I ain't getting served. Yes, you are. You're getting served in some way, shape, or form. Whether you going to the grocery store, what if they decided, I can't open today. I can't do this business today. Think about that. What if you had to wait on being served? The things that you're so accustomed to being served each and every day, what if you had to wait? That's exactly how the people feel on the other side of what God is calling you to do. They waiting on you. So stop running from your calling and just start doing what God has called you to do. So let me give you that assignment. Number one, first of all, what did the Lord God tell you to do? What did he tell you to do in your conversation with him this morning? You had a conversation with him. He gave you some instructions. Maybe you had a conversation with him yesterday and he gave you some instructions. He ain't giving you no new instructions until you do the old instructions. Come on, y'all. He's not going to give you nothing new. You probably like, Lord, tell me what to do with this. He like, you ain't did what I told you to do over here. I'm speaking from experience. I ain't just talking out of my head. I'm just speaking from experience. God's like, I'm not going to give you a new assignment because you ain't done the old assignment. And give you the new until you do the, I got to see if you're going to do that first. Because it's all connected anyway. It's all connected. But that's assignment number one. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? Number two. You ready? What have you been running from that you know God has called you to do in ministry? Who are you supposed to be serving in this season? Who is it? Serve them. That's it. Just serve them. Don't feel like you got to know everything. That's why you want to depend on the Holy Spirit to guide you. That's why you need to pray and have those conversations every morning, because then he'll give you the step-by-step instructions on how to serve his people. If he called you to serve him, he's already given you everything that you need to serve him. I know I'm stepping on toes. I can be stepping on my own toes. I can put one foot on the other foot and be stepping on my own toes. Okay. Y'all, stop running from your calling. Stop running from it and do what God has called you to do. You don't have to know all the details. If God called you to do it, just trust that he knows every single detail. He knows who you need to connect with. He know all of it. He know how much money you need to do it. He know all of it. So write the answer to that down. What have you been running from that God has called you to do in ministry? And who are you supposed to be serving in this season? And don't get caught up in ministry in a building, okay? Because as I was saying earlier, we are the church, the people. We are the church. So who are you supposed to be serving? You can be doing ministry in the marketplace. You can be doing ministry in your job. You can be serving people in this season, in your job, you know, in your family, whatever it is God is calling you to do, just do it. All right, y'all, I'm through fussing at y'all for today. I ain't fussing. Am I fussing? No, I'm not fussing. I'm encouraging. That's what I'm doing. Let me rephrase that. I am done encouraging you guys for today. All right, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.